Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
what is more important on Christmas Day itself than lunch? Personally, huge fan. Who loves a Christmas lunch? By way of applause. Who could not? But of course, it needs to be prepared. So can I ask by way of applause, who cooks Christmas lunch? Anyone in this room who handles the cooking? Cook it. All right. I'm going to come down, if you don't mind, and have a little chat with the Christmas cooks. We've got one over here. Hello, darling. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what's your name?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. So you cook at Christmas?
I do.
Tell me how it goes. When do you start it? Do you early doors?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve?
Turkey goes in overnight. I give it a good burst of 200
Lovely.
For an hour.
Lovely.
And then take it right down to 50 overnight.
Take it down overnight. I'm going to take it down to 50. Well, good luck this Christmas. Good luck. Home cooks. Anybody else cook cooks? You're a cook? You like to cook? Cook for the family?
The whole family, yes.
The whole family. How many people come around Christmas?
2, 4, 6, 8
2, 4, 6, 8
Yes.
Who do we appreciate?
Me.
You, yeah. The home cook.
Yeah.
Yay! So you cook a lot at home?
Yes, all the time. I love it.
Freezing? Do any freezing, home freezing?
Yes, but I prefer to do cooking straight away and serve it straight away.
Yes. How many freezers have you got at home?
2
Well, there you go. There's your answer. And where is your home?
York.
York, right. Yeah. Is it this home? Is that your home? Margaret.
How do you know?
Margaret, can I ask you to stand up? Is that all right? I know about your home, Margaret, and I know about your 2 freezers because I've been in your home, Margaret. Yes, you've looked at your husband, David, there. Hi, David, how are you? Nice to see you. So, David, of course, gave me the keys to the front door, and I've been in your home, Margaret.
You haven't.
Well, take a look at this.
Here we are, Margaret. It's your beautiful home in York.
Okay, so this is your hallway, your lovely, beautiful family.
So let's go into your kitchen. Oh, it's a lovely sized kitchen. Nice French table over there in the conservatory. Where are we eating? Are we eating posh or are we eating in the kitchen?
Who knows?
Let's head on through to this room over here.
Into the freezer we go.
I am so excited about what you do, Margaret. You are just a brilliant home cook and you've got everything covered. You've got this freezer full of amazing frozen dishes that you've prepared and another freezer over here full of food. Gravy, they've all got dates on it. This is your beef cheeks, and we're going to put it
in. Have you been taking my food?
Chicken parm mild.
Fish pie with the date on it.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
And now I've got a long way to get back to London. Thank you, Margaret. You're obviously a little bit confused now in the theatre, wondering what on earth I'm going to do with all this food. Well, let's find out. Bye, Margaret!
Margaret, I took all your food. What were you saying to me? You couldn't believe it. I've stolen your food, haven't I, Margaret?
That's terrible.
It is terrible. why have I done that? I'm wondering whether you've recently been out for any special meals with David.
Yes, thank you.
You have? Where did you go?
I went to Michel Roux's restaurant.
Oh, Michel Roux Jr.
Michel Roux Jr.
His 2-star Michelin star restaurant, Le Gavroche.
Le Gavroche.
Well, what you don't know, Margaret, is Michel was with his friend me that night.
Really?
Not only that, Margaret, you know what we did with your food? We reheated it and we served it back to you. Let's take a look at what happened.
Okay. Bonjour.
Bonjour, chef.
So, this is Michel Roux Jr., one of the world's greatest chefs. I am Michel McIntyre Sr. Have you heard of the home cook, Margaret Brown?
Nope.
Well, I've been to her house in New York and have stolen a few dishes from her freezer. So this is a mild chicken korma. Oh, this is it, this is important, beef cheeks.
And it looks really soft and tender.
Okay.
It just needs a bit more sauce.
Yeah, but we're not... This is key to this, Michelle. We're not going to add anything. We're serving all her food back to her. The only thing we're focusing on is presentation.
So I can pimp them up a bit?
Oh, completely. You've got to give them the full roux. Fish pie, Michelle.
Fish pie all over my shoes.
Sorry, Chef.
So now it's time for Michel Roux Jr. to heat up all of Margaret's defrosted food and serve it straight back to her in his 2 Michelin-starred restaurant.
May I take the name you booked under, please?
It's Brown.
There you go.
We're off. It's happening.
And, sir, thank you very much. Now, just so you know, tonight you are going to be trying a taster menu for Pierre Le Gavroche. So if you could let us know your honest feedback at the end of every course, we'd love to get your real opinions on how the food tastes. Enjoy your meals. We'll be...
This is our menu. This is made entirely from Margaret's food. Up first, we have vegetable soup, which was found in her freezer, and this is now cappuccino de légumes. Mm.
So we're gonna froth it up, make it lovely and light and fluffy, and serve it in a beautiful demi-tasse, something that looks very fancy and upmarket.
Just a little...
Oh, yes. Oh, magnifique.
So, Margaret's frozen vegetable soup has been heated up and given a posh French name. Cappuccino de légumes.
Thank you.
I wish you a bon appétit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bonjour, chef des ingrédients, c'est un bon signe.
It tastes a bit like what I'm at,
carrot potato. How many marks out of 10 would you give?
6.
Then we move on to the pommatière de poisson, bisque de crevette, which means fish pie.
Basically, fish pie.
So that's her fish pie, and you've taken off the potatoes and you've squirted it back on the top.
Piped it back on, but it's usually all her mash, all her filling, everything.
Amazing.
Service, on y va. Ça, c'est la...
So Margaret's frozen fish pie has been heated up and renamed pommatière de poisson, bisque de crevette.
It's got a strong sensual smell.
What did you do to that fish pie? I told you not to add a little bit.
Not me, Gov.
You're leaving the peas.
Yeah.
Why?
She's leaving her own peas. I don't know, Margaret, why you put peas in it if you don't want the peas. Who would do that? Now, I'm really excited about the next course because we've had 2 very average reviews so far.
The beef, I would sit down and eat, no problem at all. I think it's lovely.
Right, that's looking very good. I'm very impressed with these shallots. They've been beautifully cooked, though.
Mm. Beautifully cooked, Margaret. That's coming from Michel Roux.
There we go.
You have Michelined.
Michelined Margaret.
So Margaret's frozen beef cheeks with carrots is now presented as jus de bœuf braisé au carotte.
This is for you.
Thank you. I just cooked this. It was the ox cheek.
Was it?
Exactly the same fish.
would you serve something like that?
Would I? Yeah. Well, I've got one and gone just at home.
We don't know what this is exactly.
It's right. Pretty nondescript, but kind of chicken flavour. I think we should serve it with, actually, the korma. I'll reduce this down.
And you're going to call it?
Le jus du congèle.
Which is roughly translated as?
The juice from the freezer.
Food sounds so much better in French.
Le jus du congèle.
I think she's going to love it. Nice bit of sauce.
Margaret's frozen chicken korma is now blanquette de volaille à l'Indien avec
un jus de congèle.
Thank you. No, if I put that at home, I would say to you, I'm sorry about this, it's really sandy.
So, we found this chutney in her freezer, and we've just
mashed it up.
And you've decided to pop it on your favourite thing.
Oh, I think it's a great sponge.
This will come with the coffee. We don't know if it works together because you've not tried it, but you're confident.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Margaret, it's your chutney and it's your sponge. You didn't intend them to go together, but Michel Roux has decided it will work. And, well, you be the judge. Service.
So Margaret's frozen sponge and chutney have been united to make petit four.
It's all right?
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm. Nice. That's true. You like
the chutney? It's nice, but I want to put it on top of the cake. It goes very well. So that's an educational experience for me.
An
educational
experience.
But actually, flavour,
the
main.
Good evening. Good to see you.
Good evening.
Well, you've got a big smile on your face.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's normally a good sign.
Yes.
Yeah, enjoyed it all?
Yes, it was very nice.
Yeah, any kind of negative, positives that I should know about? Because I want honest feedback.
The chicken. Yeah.
The chicken curry.
You didn't do it for you?
No.
You didn't like it?
No. Couldn't taste any spice. There wasn't a thing. Not that I like spice. I don't like a lot of spice. It seemed
good. It's also bland. The soup?
Yes, now that's how I would cook it at home. And I make that kind of soup at home.
You think yours at home was better?
No, about the same.
And the service was it?
Pleasure, it's great to have you here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Good evening.
So, Margaret, that was amazing. Thank you, Michel. Sensational.
It has been
one day, Margaret, you'll get to try Michelle's actual cooking. All right, come on, let's go.
Not so fast.
What?
Washing up the dudes out.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Margaret. Margaret, ladies and gentlemen. That must absolutely blow your mind. You had no idea, Margaret.
Did you really come and steal my food?
Yes, Margaret! You saw me in your house and I came up to York. David let me in, I had a lovely cup of tea. I actually had some cake in your fridge. David, by the way, deserves a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. David was absolutely amazing. David!
It's been really hard to keep the secret, really.
Yeah, because David had to do, of course, Margaret, is he had to get you talking about your food to review it. And at one point, you might remember, you had a row about the peas, because David kept saying, why don't you like the peas? Why don't you like the peas? And he went, will you just shut up about the peas? So why did you put peas in your fish pie if you don't want peas in the fish pie?
Well, it's to tempt the grandchildren to eat vegetables.
Oh, you're the sweetest, loveliest person, Margaret. So I don't think you can quite come to terms yet that this actually happened. So why don't we welcome into the theatre Michelle. Michelle Roux, ladies and gentlemen.
Taste your food then.
Well, that's why.
Well, funny you should say
funny
that.
Funny you should say that.
Funny you should say that.
We have a lovely prize for you, Margaret. Michelle. No.
On behalf of the big show, we would love to have you back. But this time, I promise, I'll be cooking my food. That's just for you.
And Margaret, we've also got you this book. It is From Freezer to Fabulous. It's a cookbook of what I stole from your freezer. And you've got some quotes here about your own vegetable soup. 6 out of 10 lacked flavour but enjoyable. So maybe you can put that on top of the freezer when David wants to make himself a meal. Margaret, you've been the loveliest, sweetest lady. I've been dying to meet you. Big hand for David, our husband, for helping us set the whole thing up. The extraordinary Michelle Roux. And my favourite...